if you let other people make you angry or make you sad by the words that they say, they are controlling you. It's a cool quote that's worth some study here, put out by Robin Black. It's a Bruce Lee quote, but I'll read it. You will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you. True power is sitting back and observing everything with logic. If words control you, that means everyone else can control you. Breathe and allow things to pass, my friends. I added the my friends part. Man, that's a good one. If you let other people make you angry or make you sad by the words that they say, they are controlling you. Mike Tyson had a great quote. It took me too long to find it, but I heard him say it on a podcast, that the moment you let someone else change your behavior, then they've won. They controlled you. They've changed who you are. So if someone pisses you off and you take a crack at them, well, they've actually won. They've changed you. They've made you act in a way that you weren't planning to act. So they have the control. I think about that a lot with people. I read comments and things, or people I work with, clients, all kinds of stuff, that I can't give them control over me by reacting negatively to something. Because like Bruce Lee says, the true power is sitting back and observing and trying to apply logic, not letting their words control you, right? I don't want them to have that control over me. This makes me think about another story. A lot of people have told this story, and I'll tell it here, and it's probably not going to be as good as the way others have said it. But there's a story of, and it's usually said in whatever, you know, whatever time, history time. We're going to go with feudal Japan. So there was a farmer, and he had a son. And one day, he was on a farm. One day, one of his horses ran off, and all the neighbors said, "Oh, your horse ran off. That's really bad." And he said, "Maybe we'll see." And so the next day, his son found a horse, and he said, "Dad, there's a horse. I'm gonna go get that horse. It's gonna be great." He said, "I don't know. Maybe we'll see." So son went out, found the horse, brought it home, was trying to teach it, trying to break it so he could ride it, fell off, broke his leg. And everyone said, "Oh man, your son fell and broke his leg. That's terrible." He said, "I don't know, maybe we'll see." The very next day, a samurai warlord, whatever, came by, conscripting people into his army. And he came up to the man's house. He said, "We heard you had a son. We need your son to come fight in our army." He said, "Well, my son just broke his leg, so he can't fight." And the conscriptor said, "Oh, you're lucky. You know, you get to keep your son not in the army." He said, "I don't know, maybe we'll see." And so the story just keeps going on and on and on and on. But you get the point. And that is sort of the same thing here. You can't let something control you to where you would affect the natural flow of things. It's a very Taoist way of looking at the world, I think. But, Bruce Lee is kind of cueing us into that. And I agree with you, Mr. Black. That's a good quote. So what do you guys think? Let me know.